From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, a weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Here's an industry you don't often think about, cement. The Bay Area's largest cement kiln is in Cupertino. Like the other 10 kilns in California, it hasn't traditionally gotten a lot of attention. But times are changing. Amy Stannon reports.
Okay, so this is where it all starts. This is the quarry.
We're standing above a half-mile-wide, 1,000-foot-deep hole dug into the dusty red rock in the hills above Cupertino. Hanson Cement has been mining limestone out of this spot for decades. The company's John Giovanola.
Right here, right in this pit, we've been digging this hole for almost 70 years.
The first cement was made here in 1939 to help build Shasta Dam. Since then, a steady demand for roads and factories and houses has kept it in operation nearly round the clock. After it's carved out of the quarry, limestone is hauled by conveyor belt to this spot, a long cylindrical pipe called, as in the world of ceramics, the kiln.
We're about 50 feet away, and you can start to feel the heat that's radiated from the kiln.
Temperatures inside can reach 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's a steel shell. It's probably 2 to 3 inches thick. And inside the shell are special brick to protect the steel from the heat. So there's probably about 65,000 bricks in that kiln.
The heat creates a chemical reaction, which turns the limestone into a fine powder called clinker. Mix the clinker with some gypsum and you have cement, a key ingredient of concrete. But that's not the only product. This kiln produces more greenhouse gas than any other single source in Santa Clara County, over 1 million tons a year. And each year, it spews 496 pounds of mercury into the air. That may not sound like a lot, but, says Gina Solomon, a scientist with the Natural Resources Defense Council in San Francisco, once that mercury lands in water or dirt where it can be converted into a more toxic form called methyl mercury, a little goes a long way.
You remember those mercury thermometers that we all used to use? They're now banned in California. The amount of mercury in a single thermometer is enough to contaminate all the fish in a medium-sized lake. It doesn't take much. We're talking about well under an eyedropper full of mercury.
So how do cement kilns produce so much air pollution? Well, remember that steel and brick kiln that was roasting limestone at 3,000 degrees? That heat comes from burning coal, one of the dirtiest and cheapest fuels out there. Here's Jim Pugh, a Washington, D.C.-based attorney with the environmental group Earth Justice.
You have to sort of step back and think about what cement kilns do. And what they do is cook astonishing quantities of rock. So they're consuming millions and millions of tons a year of coal to cook even more millions of tons of limestone and other rock. You can imagine that process generates a lot of every kind of pollutant, both greenhouse gases because there's so much fuel combustion going on, but also whatever impurities happen to exist in the coal and the rock.
But who's to blame for that? Is it the kiln? Or is it our own appetite for new roads, buildings, and dams? Hanson spokesman Marvin Howell wonders if listeners realize how much cement they actually use.
I doubt that very many of them have ever gone out and bought a yard of concrete, yet they consume over 2 tons of it a year. And the way they consume it is by driving on roads, walking on sidewalks, living in their home, the schools their children go to, and there simply is not a replacement product for it.
I don't think anyone would dispute that we need cement or that cement kilns should exist.
Earth Justice's Jim Pugh says there are plenty of things cement kilns could do. They could burn cleaner fuels like natural gas. They could install better filters on their stacks to trap and capture mercury before it's released.
We're simply saying that they should also be good neighbors and control their pollution, which is something that is certainly within their means.
Indeed, things are changing for cement kilns. After years of lawsuits brought by Earth Justice, the Environmental Protection Agency announced in February that it plans to set limits for mercury emissions for cement kilns for the first time ever. Meanwhile, California's landmark global warming law, AB 32, picked cement out of hundreds of other industries as one of its first targets for big cuts in greenhouse gas emissions. This will force major changes in how cement is made here and at California's 10 other kilns. Hanson's Marvin Howell, whose plant is the second largest airborne mercury polluter in the state, says he welcomes the changes. But like any other big industry facing the stiff hand of regulators, he wonders if the company can meet all these new laws and still compete, especially against countries like China.
just to transport cement from Southeast Asia or Mexico increases the energy demand just to get it here by 20%. So it really kind of goes against the whole concept if we do anything to encourage importation of cement.
Which is, in a sense, the question that's facing industries across California as the state takes great strides to clean up its pollution. Can we reform our industries without killing them? For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
You can see photographs of the cement-making process at our website, kqed.org/quest.